You're listening to SBS News.
The head of the World Health Organization says he supports the global movement against racism and hopes that those protesting will do so safely. The protests have been triggered by the death in custody of 46-year-old George Floyd, which has sparked international protests against police brutality and racism. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus urged protesters to maintain social distancing measures and other hygiene measures. He also added that protesters who are sick should stay at home and contact a healthcare provider.
WHO fully supports equality and the global movement against racism. We reject discrimination of all kinds. We encourage all those protesting around the world to do so safely. As much as possible, keep at least 1 meter from others. Clean your hands, cover your cough, and wear a mask if you attend a protest.
The United Kingdom's mandatory 14-day self-isolation period for the majority of travellers has come into effect. With some exemptions, anyone arriving in the UK will now be required to fill out a form with the address where they will self-isolate. Home Secretary Priti Patel says spot checks will be carried out and those breaching quarantine could face fines. The nation's three biggest airlines have started legal proceedings against the government, arguing it will further damage the tourism and aviation industries. Ryanair's chief executive, Michael O'Leary, says the measure is impossible to enforce, labelling it a political stunt.
What Priti Patel is proposing today is people arriving into UK airports fill in a form with a false address, a false phone number, and then she waves them off on the London Underground, the Gatwick Express, the Heathrow Express, to go to Sainsbury's, the beach, the golf course. It isn't a quarantine, it's a joke. And even today, her own Home Office admits that it is unimplementable, it is unpoliceable, and it is completely ineffective.
Exactly 100 days after the first coronavirus case was confirmed in New York City, some workers have begun returning to their jobs. People who had been staying home for months boarded subways and buses as the most populous US city began phase one of its journey toward economic recovery. Nearly 22,000 residents died after contracting the coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio urged people to wear face masks and use social distancing to keep COVID-19 cases on a downward trend, particularly those who use mass transit to get to work.
The most important thing to remember today is don't forget the lessons we've learned. We got this far by the hard work and the discipline. We got to stick to it so we can get to the next phase and the next phase and the next phase.
Places of worship, restaurants, malls and state borders opened in India, marking the easing of India's 10-week-long coronavirus lockdown, even as the country reported its highest single-day death toll. India's health ministry reported another 9,983 cases on Monday, raising India's count past 256,000 to the fifth highest in the world. It also reported 206 fatalities, the highest single-day rise, bringing the country's death toll to 7,135. India already partially restored train services and domestic flights and allowed shops and manufacturing to reopen. Kishore Chawla, the head of Shatapur Hindu Temple, says despite the necessity of thermal checks for people entering the temple, people are happy to be back.
Ultimately, whenever we are not healthy, also we always pray to the God so that they keep us healthy, wealthy and prosper. So that link was missing somehow. Today when the temple was open, everybody in this was in a mood which you can say we cannot explain.
And former Soviet state Moldova has registered a record number of new cases of the coronavirus during the first week of June. According to data from the Ministry of Health, 1,449 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the week until June the 7th, nearly 300 more than the previous week. It was the fourth consecutive week with more than 1,000 new cases. According to Johns Hopkins University, globally there are currently just over 7 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and just over 405,000 deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.